show here something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Cell Signal Storm Podcast.
Let me give you an update on the One World Party. That would be the Democrat Socialist Party, the Communists, the Leftists, the Socialists. There was a vote. Many of you didn't hear about it. But the Republicans were able to pass, because they're in the majority in the House, able to pass an initiative that would basically express dissatisfaction with Washington, D.C. allowing illegal aliens to vote, foreign nationals to vote. This is, folks, you want to know what's going on? With all this stuff at the border, why 6 million and counting illegal aliens have been allowed to stream into the United States, almost every one of them wearing Biden t-shirts, right? Voting, I'm going to name my child Biden. Why the hell would you want to do that? They'd be like, yeah, I want to name my child Satan. Yeah, okay, great, good, go with that. Anyway, so these individuals coming in, the idea is to get them in and then give them all voting registration cards and tell them all to vote Democrat. That's the game. And the idea that it's not happening is silly. It's vacuous. It's stupid. The only people saying that it's not happening are the folks in the biased press. Why? Because they don't want you to know that the Democrats are out there trying to give away your sovereignty, giving away to foreign nationals a say-so on how your life is run. And this vote, again, passed because there was a Republican majority. But do you want to know how many Democrats voted against this bill? Again, this bill was to show condemnation and call for a stop to allowing illegal aliens, foreign nationals, to vote in American elections. 162 Democrats voted to allow foreign nationals to have a say in what happens in your life, to be able to elect politicians, to be able to have a say. So, in other words, people that get in here from the People's Republic of Iran, Democrats want to give them the ability to vote Democrat. Now, if they were, folks, trust me, if all of these folks coming across the border were voting Republican, the Democrats would be against this. But they all know that these individuals coming across the border illegally, that the only political party that is for breaking laws, the only political party that is for stealing from somebody who earns money and giving it to somebody who doesn't, is the Democrat Party. They know that that's exactly what the Democrats stand for, which is lethargy, which is no work, which is buying votes with government money. Sorry, taxpayer money. And they all know it. Only 42 Democrats were pro-American enough to vote against giving illegal aliens the right to vote in American elections. Now, there are Republicans, Jim Jordan coming out over the weekend, basically saying, this is crazy. And the fact that Democrats want to give other countries a say-so in what happens in our country, that's nuts. That's wacko, bonzo, three burritos short of a combination plate. You have to be a complete nut job, a complete nut job to say, yeah, I think it's appropriate to give other nations a vote on how your nation runs. That is screwed up, man. It's messed up. But those are Democrat values. Those are socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat values. Giving people who have no idea what our Constitution is about, what our rights are all about, preserving that Constitution, giving them a say-so to just elect Democrats who, by the way, are on a mission to destroy said Constitution. So you got that out there. And as I stated, Jim Jordan, he's getting lit up by left-wingers. How dare you? You're a racist. Well, tell me what race a foreign national is. Tell me what race somebody from Norway is. Tell me what race somebody from China is. Tell me what race somebody from Ecuador is. Come on, man. You're a racist. Whatever. Shut up. Shut up. So that's the attitude I believe we conservatives have to have these people. I think these people ought to be locked up, to be honest with you. Seriously. I mean, institutionalized. Because You would, again, you've got to be a complete nut job, a complete whacked out nut job to say, oh, yes, it's perfectly appropriate to give foreign nationals, citizens of other countries, a say-so in how you run yours. It's anti-American. It puts this idea of representative government on its ear, and it's improper. You know, America first, right? Who said that? Whose agenda is that? And why are they trying to keep him out of the White House? No wonder. I mean, they got how many spy balloons are going to be allowed to spy if we have President Donald J. Trump back in the Oval Office? Oh, the answer would be none. So on a week where we're seeing our country under attack by communist China because they don't respect us, because communist China says they've got the weakest government they'll ever have. Their economy, their culture is being corrupted by left-wing crazy people, and America will never be this vulnerable again. So we've got to take advantage of it now. Let's get all that intel and let's launch the attack. And we're under attack. And frankly, we have a political party in the United States not interested in defending us, but Trump is. Kimberly Guilfoyle, she will be in to sing the praises of President Donald J. Trump, among other things, coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Folks, you might remember a State of the Union address recently here from Beijing Biden. It was divisive. It was dark. And it was basically Joe Biden in attack mode and setting up his reelection bid. And boy, I got to tell you, President Trump and Sarah Huckabee Sanders gave priceless rebuttals to this divisive speech of Joe Biden's. Let me bring on Kimberly Guilfoyle, former prosecutor and 2020 Trump campaign advisor. You can follow her on Rumble at Kimberly Guilfoyle to hear from her every single week. And as a matter of fact, we're streaming right now on Rumble and Getter and saying hello to Kimberly Guilfoyle. Hey, lady, it's been a long time.
I know. Hey, Chris, great to be on with you.
Great to have you. Look, just give me the evaluation 30,000 feet up. What was that State of the Union speech?
Well, I mean, he made it sort of through that rambling. I'm filled with lies and misinformation, which is just, you know, I guess no surprise there. But, you know, he got, you know, booed on his claims on the deficit, on Medicare, all of that, which I think people were just really fed up and just couldn't stomach listening to what he was saying. And what we saw last night was such a juxtaposition compared to President Trump, compared to President Trump's State of the Union, the delivery and the facts and reality. What he did last night was lie to the American people and basically refuse to acknowledge anything about the economy, refuse to acknowledge anything about a massive border crisis with 5.8 million illegals crossing the border under his administration. And it's sad because America, you know, is losing. It's America last with Biden, and with President Trump, it was America first.
Yeah. You know, and I think you hit on something that I've been observing. You know, this has been the case from Clinton to Obama to Biden. When Democrats get power, the first thing they do is they figure out, okay, how can I lie to the American people to push through my agenda items, which are going to hurt the American people? So how do I convince the American people that I'm out here to feather my own nest, to advance my own party, and in Biden's case, to advance China, and then try to convince them that it's good for them that their lives suck? I mean, this is exactly what the Democrats do. And you think the American people would catch on by now.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, you hit on something super important, too, and it's China. I mean, like, no one can ignore the big white balloon, okay? Like, let's talk about that and the fact that he has literally taken such a, not one knee bent, but both, to China, not standing up or confronting foreign aggression whatsoever, and yet he had the audacity to claim that he's standing up to China. How? By continuing to wave to the white balloons flying in the sky, you know, spying on American bases and whatnot? I mean, it's just really sad. And he tried to convince people, saying, oh, he'll act if China threatens our sovereignty. Well, guess what? We just had a glaring example of the fact that you did not.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, it's unbelievable. You know, President Trump hit on that in his comments about Biden's State of the Union and also about Biden's corruption. I mean, he's the most corrupt American president that we have ever had in office, with the financial dealings of his family and his son. And it's so disheartening to see how far we have fallen under his administration. And so look last night and then see Kamala Harris. I mean, it's just a toss-up between, you know, who's worse of the two of them.
Well, I want to get to the corruption here in a minute, but you also brought up this idea that Joe Biden is basically betrothed to communist China for various reasons. And I was struck last night because I'm going to play the soundbite for you and get you to react. Joe Biden claims, and he's made this speech so often, it's just nauseating because he's just recycled. That's all Joe Biden is recycled. Just tell the American people the same line over and over and over again, and the press will give me a pass. Listen to this, and then I'll get you to react. Here's Joe Biden from last night.
We're writing the next chapter in the great American story, a story of progress and resilience. When world leaders ask me to define America, and they do, believe it or not, I say I can define it in one word, and I mean this: possibilities. We don't think anything is beyond our capacity.
Except for bringing down a communist spy balloon that we saw coming that was going to do real damage to the safety and security of America. Joe Biden's administration, Kimberly, can't even pop a balloon.
Well, that's the problem, you know, and America saw it, and it just, you know, made us a laughingstock. I mean, the fact of the matter is that everybody saw it, he did nothing about it, and then tries to act like he's a hero after it passes, you know, over the United States. But he just sat there and didn't do anything until the point it was like that it was deafening, the criticism and the disgust. And the fact of the matter is, if you're a foreign country, if you're China or if you're Russia or anyone else, do you feel like you should worry about the United States with this guy in office?
No.
Are you concerned that he's going to do something or stand up for us? No, you're not. No one can say that. They're instead saying, I'm emboldened. Let's do whatever we can and get away with it while this guy is still in office.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, our guest right now, former prosecutor and 2020 campaign advisor for President Trump. Follow her on Rumble, at Kimberly Guilfoyle. She has a weekly program there. Also, I wanted to talk to you about the corruption that you had made mention of. I'm taken aback. I'm astonished. I'm disgusted that it seems there's a whole of government approach right now to protect the Bidens, because everybody knows, our people know, poll after poll after poll shows that the Biden family is compromised by communist China, our enemies. And now you've got the Department of Injustice, the FBI, and everybody in government working to protect revelations of what Hunter Biden was up to and what Joe Biden has been up to after his vice presidency coming into this current occupation of the Oval Office. And I'm just flabbergasted at the crookedness. And whistleblowers are coming out to members of Congress saying it is entirely crooked. How do we right that ship?
Well, I think one of the things, you know, Jim Jordan's doing a good job about, you know, the committee and making sure to investigate this, encouraging whistleblowers to come forward to expose it, because this is just a flagrant weaponization of the justice system and the FBI. You know, there's, of course, good men and women that work in there, but I'll tell you, the people running it and the management and what's gone on is just, it's reprehensible and it's un-American, and we do have to put a stop to it. So there's got to be the accountability. You've got to root it out, you know, and what they've done with President Trump and going after him. I mean, he literally has used, you know, one of his agencies to go after President Trump over and over again with all of these fake investigations, the Russia hoaxes, all of the above. And then now, of course, with the infamous raid on Mar-a-Lago that had no legal justification whatsoever. And then, of course, Biden was guilty of the exact thing he was falsely accusing President Trump of.
Right. You know what? And speaking of which, this part of last night's State of the Union really disunion got my goat, because he goes after President Trump for adding a record amount of of debt to the country. And then he forgets to mention what these Democrats have been harping on for the last 3 or 4 years, which is the pandemic. Neglects to mention the once in 100-year pandemic. Listen to this, and I'll get you to react.
25% of the entire national debt that took over 200 years to accumulate was added by just one administration alone, the last one. They're the facts. Check it out. Check it out.
Yeah, they weren't having any of it in the chamber.
No, yeah. Yeah. He's like a taunting little teenager or something, you know, in a playground. You know, check it out, check it out. And they're booing him because, you know he's lying. He's just making it up. But the facts don't matter to him. And he actually has no ability to understand and probably remember facts. He's just reading it from the teleprompter. He doesn't understand what he's saying. He's totally out of touch with American people. I've got some facts for him. How about the ABC News Washington Post poll that said that 4 in 10 Americans feel they are financially worse off under Biden? That's a fact. That's the truth. And that's the highest number that we've seen in the 37 years that they've been conducting that poll. How about that fact?
It is a great fact. As a matter of fact, you took me right where I wanted to go. The ladies of The View, as you know, who despise President Trump, but even they couldn't hide the fact that Joe Biden is more universally reviled. Here's what the ladies of The View had to say yesterday leading into the State of the Union. Listen.
Secretary, with record low unemployment and inflation cooling, the president is claiming the state of our economy is strong. But 41% of Americans think they are worse off financially than they were when President Biden took office. The most negative response to that question in the history of ABC polling. Now, if the economy is strong, why don't more Americans feel that way?
And quickly, Biden's State of the Union address is expected to double as a soft launch for his 2024 campaign. But a new ABC News poll shows voters are even less enthused about Biden running again than Trump, a low bar.
Yeah, okay, they had to take the shot at Trump. But again, that right now we have it confirmed that Joe Biden is the least popular occupier of the Oval Office this country's ever seen.
Without a doubt. I mean, even The View, you know, which is like pretty shocking, to say the least, that they're acknowledging those facts. I mean, he has no popularity. His own party is leaking on him and doesn't want to. Probably turned him in for the whole document thing because they don't want him to run. Okay, let's be honest. Let's like talk about those facts. They're like, oh, God, he's still alive. He's still going. Well, we better do something. We better show how corrupt he is and let some of this stuff out because otherwise he's going to try to push his way over the finish line to be the nominee. And they know they will not win with him, nor will they win, by the way, with Kamala Harris.
You are so right. And I've been saying this for months now. Nobody knows. Actually, it's an axiom of the Salcedo Show, Kimberly, that nobody knows a lib like another lib. And they know where the bones are buried. They know how much of a fraud this man is. And he's doing so much damage to their brand. I don't know if you heard about this, but an entire township in New Jersey has flipped. The entire town, the mayor, the city council, they all were elected Democrats. They're all flipping to Republican because Joe Biden has so tarnished and sullied the Democrat brand. And I think it's earned. You?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, okay, welcome. Come over to our party, okay? We actually get stuff done, okay? Under President Trump, you know, we had record low, you know, unemployment. And we actually had an economy that was going right. Not this whole, like, out of control, you know, inflation. And what really got me to is when Biden talked about the struggles of the forgotten men and women. But he forgot to mention that it's actually the Democrats who are the ones who forgot them. The right. Democrats are the ones that are putting them in a bad place where they're worried about what they can do to provide food and have some money in their pockets to be able to take care of their children and feed their families. You know, President Trump is the one that put money in everyone's pocket and made sure that we had a robust economy and great infrastructure and manufacturing and jobs for everybody across the board. It was record number of people employed across the board, Latinos, African-Americans, Asian-Americans, Blacks, everything. And that's the fact and the record that Donald Trump is going to be able to run on because he actually has the proven results. And the Democrats are really screwed, let's be honest, because they are stuck with that buffoon, that Weekend at Bernie's joke of a president. That's the problem for them.
I had a caller yesterday who said, let's not concentrate on the balloon. Let's concentrate on the buffoon. I'm like, okay, that's not I kind of like that. I kind of like it. By the way, feel free to rip that off because I have a couple of times already. Last question I have for Kimberly Guilfoyle. She's a former prosecutor in 2020. 2020 Trump campaign advisor. Kimberly, everything that you mentioned about President Trump and his America First, basically at bottom, it's like it's very Reagan-esque in this. We win, they lose. We got to get America back to being the America that we were given as Generation Xers, as the baby boomers, so it can be preserved for the next generation. And Trump has always wanted to make America America again. But how do I put this? The overwhelming opposition to the America First agenda from these people who populate the 4 million people who populate government jobs right now, federal government jobs, to the Democrat Party, to the mass media. They are all opposed to this notion of America First. What are the plans in Trump land to basically change hearts and minds on that?
Yeah, well, the American people are with President Trump on it overwhelmingly. And as you see, the polling shows people are not supportive of President Biden or his agenda or the Democrats for that matter. And what I think needs to happen is when President Trump is reelected, there really needs to be, and he knows it too, to have a complete overhaul of these people that are occupying these government jobs,
Thank
that are
you.
Weaponizing the system, that are literally the deep state entrenched, that are doing harm to the American people. And I think the things that have happened in the news, especially during Biden's administration, are resonating and hitting home with people. I mean, do you want to live in this America where you can't even walk down the street in some of these major metropolitan cities across the country? People fleeing New York, coming to Florida, California, a complete disaster. And these are all in blue states. So look where the economy is good, where people are moving to, and it's red states that are run under America First principles. And that's what I hold on to. That's what I hear people talking about. And it's Democrats, it's independents, yes, and it's conservatives. And they're saying the same thing.
I am so glad you said that. I do this preamble, you know, on the Newsmax show. And I have a series saying, I'm not running for president, but if I were, here's what I would say. And I said almost verbatim what you just said, that as Joe Biden and the Democrats have been targeting conservatives and pro-American people, throwing them out of government, throwing them out of the military, throwing them out of positions of authority and power in the United States. If I were president and I got in, I would be equally determined to ferret out the pro-China, pro-leftist, anti-constitution people in our government and kick their butts out so they could no longer harm us. And I'm so glad I'm not the only one who
thinks
that.
That's right.
I am so glad. Kimberly Guilfoyle, everybody, former prosecutor, campaign advisor for Trump 2020 and in the future as well. Lady, thank you very much for your time and your analysis. It's always appreciated.
My pleasure. God bless you and God bless this country. Hang on. Trump's coming.
Yeah, we can't get out soon enough from under this communist socialist regime that we are now burdened with here in this country from top down. I mean, from the Beijing Biden White House to what's been going on in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of Injustice, and other alphabet agencies. Folks, that's going to do it, everybody, for the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor and visit a couple of websites. TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. Doing fantastic work there. That is journalism the way it was supposed to be. Eminently more fair than a lot of the left-wing presses out there. And sadly, folks, it is a sad state of affairs when journalism, you've got right-leaning journalists, you've got left-leaning journalists, which journalists aren't supposed to be leaning either way. But because we're such a polarized, divisive society now, courtesy of the Democrats, we can't unify on basic principles anymore. We're getting this parallel economy, parallel cultures here in the United States. Also, pay a visit to ChrisSalcedo.com. That's ChrisSalcedo.com. Track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, and on Newsmax TV. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.